So far, most coronavirus cases diagnosed in the United States are travel-related, but there is a concern about the potential for more person-to-person transmission. Eric Chenet is Deputy Secretary of the New Mexico Department of Health.
We are currently working to identify cases as early as possible and implement isolation procedures to prevent further spread of the virus should we have a case. COVID-19 causes a mild illness in roughly 81% of those who get the disease. Typical symptoms are fever, cough, and shortness of breath. The most heavily impacted and vulnerable populations are those who are older and those who have some other sort of illness. Only about 2% of those who are getting sick with COVID-19 are children.
State health officials say they have been preparing for a possible pandemic since 2009, which would help should the coronavirus spread in the state. For the latest updates from New Mexico, Texas, and federal health agencies, you'll find a link at the top of our website, krwg.org. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.